This episode of Extra Features is sponsored by Starship Films. Some great titles such as Lars and the Emo Kid, Conjoined and the Dead of Night can all be found on Amazon Prime. Enjoy the show!
Welcome back to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode number 196. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Put Upon.
Put Upons?
Yes.
Kevin, do you know my kids bring put-upons to camp? We have to make them. A put-upon is usually a cardboard. You wrap it in tape, and you sit on it. Usually it's got a bag of plastic around so it doesn't get wet, and you take it to camp.
Okay, so you can sit on the ground outside.
So Bob feels he's something wrapped in plastic that you sit upon outside.
No.
Just killed you.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
That's a put-upon.
Okay, what
else? I heard like pudding pop or something.
So, we got some big news for the Oscars, Kevin.
What's that?
Some little uprising tyke beat me.
A newcomer
beat me this year. I'm not happy.
No. Oh my God, Simon, what happened?
I lose my usual category. It's documentary shorts, documentary, the ones I don't watch.
The only ones I lost were the documentaries and the live action short.
I know.
21 for 24.
Kobe Bryant, really?
Dear basketball. You saved me. See, I'm glad I didn't know that Pixar had a short in, because I would have picked that one.
Well, that's what I picked.
And what everyone else picked, yeah.
So, do you want to give out a punishment now, Daniel, or are you going to save it for later?
I'll just duel them out now. I'm not a believer in cruelty.
Oh, I am.
Oh, are you? Okay, so Bob, you are getting Taxi Driver.
Oh, gosh.
So you're going to be bored.
I'm gonna be bored.
Okay. And Simon, I'm gonna give you The Condemned. The WWE Steve Austin movie.
Can't wait.
And Kevin, you're gonna get the good version. You're gonna get Battle Royale.
Battle Royale, okay.
Kevin, do you have a copy of Battle Royale, by the way?
No, I've never seen it. It's one of those movies I've wanted to see, but I've just never gotten around to
Kevin,
see.
Kevin, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you Battle Royale 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen them both, so... Yeah, you get the best movie, I'm sure. Because Battle Royale is one of my favorite films of all time, so...
I'll give you a good one next time, Simon.
You're not going to be you next time, Daniel.
Oh.
You should see what I had in store for you.
Next Oscars, you'll get one.
I was going to give you Lethal, starring Alonzo Lamas.
Which one?
Lethal. Lamas movie.
Oh, no.
It's an hour and 20 minutes of cheesecake. With no sauce.
No, thank you.
Male cheesecake.
That I won.
Big, buffy male. Kevin, I was going to give Return to Nukem High. And Bob is getting Godfather.
Oh, no, not that.
You don't want to see The Godfather?
He's never seen it. The limit is you can't give anybody a movie over 3 hours. So The Godfather's not over 3 hours. It's 2:40-something.
Oh,
it will be when I watch it.
So, well, thanks, Dan. I will watch. And the deal is, guys, if you don't watch it, you're not on the next show. You can't be on.
Sure.
So...
The Condemned was entertaining when I saw it when I was younger.
Yeah,
when
you're
I was
like 12. When I was younger. 12 and pooping.
Simon, do I have an actual copy of Taxi Driver or do I have a downloaded copy?
You need to find your own movies. I'm not your sponsor. Well, there's a library. You'll find Taxi Driver.
Yeah, but I've got 6,000 movies here. I might have a Taxi Driver somewhere.
You'll probably find it. Kevin's Battle Royale is hard to find, so I'm going to help Kevin out.
All right.
Okay. What a nice guy he is.
Well, I have a copy, so I'm going to loan him mine, just so he can see it.
Do you have a copy of the second one?
I do. Do you want that, too?
I have to find the second one.
Yeah, no. Since you're doling out, you can go look for your own.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay, continuing on with more news. Me and the intern actually attended a film festival this weekend.
Wow.
We're a Hexploitation Con invited. Free passes and everything. We only went one day. I have
those
to admit,
those seats were awful.
That they were the worst seats I've ever sat in my life.
What?
Those seats were terrible.
Oh my gosh!
It was like an old house. I think they converted into a cinema. It looked like kind of like an old house, and they've ripped it apart and put in a cinema in it.
And that was in Toronto?
No, this is Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
We were in Hamilton. And I got to admit, I had a great time at the festival. I enjoyed the films. They had a short before each one. And then they had cast there and stuff like that. It was good. It was educational. I thought that was it. But the seats were terrible. Like, uncomfortable.
Was it a big theater or not?
No, 40 seats. No. About 40, I would say.
Oh,
and the leg room was not good. The seat itself was not good.
I could have dealt with the leg room if the seats were more comfortable.
I think it's because I fell last week. That's probably why.
No.
The leg room wasn't good.
No. They were uncomfortable. I had no leg room. That's when we moved to the front row at the second showing, so I only had to move a couple of times.
Oh.
Okay. I was dying in that first cinema because they show you a short and then they show you the feature. So we saw The Heretics, I think.
Yes.
I can't remember the name of the short. Oh, yeah, I do.
The short
Scraps.
Was
Scraps.
Vampire Girls or something.
Scraps. It was called Scraps.
Scraps, yes.
And the second one was, I don't know, some French film.
Yeah.
It was insane. Kevin.
Yes.
It has a scene. The guy in the movie is watching a movie at one point. And it's like ultra gore. The guy comes with a chainsaw. The girl comes in, like no top on and just a bikini bottom. Starts chainsawing the guy's penis.
How fun.
I watched what? Chainsawing the guy's penis. I'm like,
no. That was the preview before the actual short, Simon.
No, that was the movie. That was the short. The guy
turned into a slug.
No, but the guy was watching that film before the guy turned into a slug. Remember, they went camping? That was the group that went camping. That's what he was watching. It was insane. And I'm talking blood squirting everywhere. Then the guy turns into a termite and starts eating people. It was insane.
Was that the short or the feature?
That was the short.
Okay,
thankful.
And then the feature was Return to Nukem High 2.
It was Return to Nukem High Part 2. And I'm going, no, I don't want a Part 3.
And then the movie I actually wanted to see was that priest that returns into a Velociraptor. That was the Midnight Madness, but we didn't stay for it.
What was it called?
Too bad we got there. It's too bad we got there late. We missed the 40th anniversary of
Hilarious House of Frankenstein. Yeah, we couldn't make it to that. We missed the shorts, too. We didn't get to see the shorts I wanted to see. But I don't know if we would have stayed as late as we did because those seats were so uncomfortable.
Feels like you got accustomed to those Landmark recliner seats, too.
Oh, God.
Those are so great.
Kevin, have you had the recliners yet, Kevin?
Yeah.
You sat in the I fell asleep during A Wrinkle in Time because it was so good.
Extra features brought to you by Landmark Cinema.
I was dying during A Wrinkle in Time. Like, oh, is this movie still on? What? Oh, I had to brew my sheet up because I was going to start vaporing any minute. Kevin, you've not had a busy couple weeks.
I have, it's a busy season for me right now, but the convention season kicked off last weekend with the Toronto Comic Con. On March
7th.
You missed it. No, you, I think you got a guest or two at the airport or the hotel because I saw some pictures. Marina Sirtis?
Oh, that was at Breakfast Television.
Oh, okay.
And I missed the other guest. I missed John Wesley Shipp. He was on Global.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get up so early.
Well, I did.
It was a pretty good show. I mean, I saw a few of the celebrity guests backstage, Christian Nairn from Game of Thrones, and I saw Marina Sirtis and John Wesley Shipp a few times. It was a nice little show.
Oh,
I mean, I run the comic section, so I'm not really seeing a lot of the celebrities. So, my stars were like Howard Chaykin and Don Rosa and Howard Mackey and people like that.
So, yeah, it was a good show, good crowds, you know, good warm-up, I guess, because I've got Dallas in 2 weeks and Calgary 3 weeks after that and Regina the week after that and then finally Orlando at the end of May.
Are you going to Orlando again? You're not doing
a real show, are you?
No, it's, if I'm not doing it, it's not a real show. It doesn't exist.
Okay. Regular Globetrotter, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's going to wipe me out, I'm sure. But it's logging in the air miles and the foot miles. So
that's exciting, though.
Yes, it's really exciting when they give me my paycheck.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, it's fun. I mean, I enjoy meeting people. Actually, the enjoyment I get now is just talking to the fans as they're lining up and saying, are they having a good time? Who would they like to see? That type of thing. Because it's my job to start planning out who's going to be there the next year and what's happening. So.
Oh, okay. So you get feedback and stuff?
Yeah, so I like to get the sense of, are we doing a good job and are people enjoying the show? I can relay that back to my overlords.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, are we getting together for a game night anytime soon, Kevin?
Have we ever regularly gotten together for a game night?
No.
Did I miss one?
No.
You don't want to miss one.
No. Sounds like they'd be fun. What do you mean, like, what game did you want to play if we get together for a game night?
I don't know. I think we should invite Justin Bateman, Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams.
I don't think they're going to come.
You don't think
I would invite Jesse Plemons, though.
Oh, Jesse Plemons, you better be invited.
He better be invited.
Oh, Kyle's going to come, too.
Movie.
Yeah.
Well, who saw this one?
I did.
I did.
All right, I did.
Because Kevin was busy show prepping.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen very many of the show movies on this episode. So.
You've been busy. I'm surprised you didn't add mute because I was going to start it. But I'm like, oh, Kevin hasn't added it, so I don't need to watch it yet.
Which one?
Mute.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Me? Okay, well.
Take it away.
Hey, Daniel, you do it. You start.
Okay. I thought, I really liked it, actually. And which is really surprising because the directors did Vacation, which was terrible. I can't remember their names right now.
Who cares?
Yeah, it was like I thought it showed that like studio comedies could be good again, and it was like really funny. And I don't know if you like noticed like the whenever they have like the game pieces, like the cars, and then they transition out into like them actually driving. Which I thought was, like, really cool visually. Like, I love that part.
I didn't miss that.
And Jesse Plemons plays really good, really creepy characters now.
Yes, he does.
And he's really good at it.
Well, he played the creepy character in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. He's Matt Damon, right?
Yes. So, I gotta say, Game Night was a delightful surprise.
Right?
Well, I was expecting terrible. Bordering on a 3 to a 4. Out of 10, I think I gave this a 7 or an 8. 7.
Nice.
I loved it. It made me laugh. I cried. I thought it had one too many twists. I thought it was getting a little confusing by the end, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. I liked it, but it was like, you're getting there, then this twist. Getting there, this twist. I'm like, okay, enough.
Really, like, it's like, okay, this is what you expect? It's like, nope. I think I know which scene you might have cried at, which was, yeah, I got a little bit of tears, too.
My favorite scene, I think, of the movie was the end, with Jesse Plemons as a gigantic board trying to get back into game night.
Yes.
I thought that was really brilliant.
I also really loved seeing Michael C. Hall.
Yes.
A little bit of spoiler, but it was just a nice surprise.
I think the movie I had a little bit of issue, if I'm going to pick a fight with the movie, is when they go to get the egg at the guy's house.
Oh, right, with Denny Huston?
That's Denny Huston. I had a little bit of issue with that, but not a lot. I thought the film fell a little bit. I think Kevin would love this film. I think this will make Kevin's top 10 list. I think this film is a definite Kevin movie. I think Kevin would enjoy this. We're not giving much away. It's got a lot of twists into it. I love Kyle McGaugh.
Kyle Kyle Chandler.
I loved him. I love him in everything I see him in. Rachel McAdams to me is always Rachel McAdams. I never feel she's any better than the script or any worse than the script. She does what she's called. And Jason Bateman is a smug dick.
Sorry. I was really laughing when they were doing, like, the gagging thing. That was really funny.
I just love how he draws everything she knows. I thought the plane charade was funny.
Yeah.
I thought that was really well done. So parts of this, I think, were really good. I just think the major part, too many twists, and it was getting too complicated by the end, trying to follow it. Because I kept changing stuff, changing. I'm like, give me 30 seconds to figure out what is going on right now.
That's fair. I mean, like, you, like, kind of just came fast and quick at the end there.
Yeah.
But I was still like, okay, like, this is still fun for me. But, I see what you mean, though.
Bob?
Could have been clearer.
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. Actually, I thought the twists were fun. I enjoyed the whole thing. And, like, every twist, I'm going, oh, wow. And then there was a part that I just got confused on, but I forget what it is. I don't know, remember, but it's okay. But it was, like, I thought it was well done, so.
Some parts I thought, like, okay, this is what I might see coming, then I forget about it, and it's like, oh, hey, I was a little bit right, but this is great. Yeah, it was really good, because I didn't let my hopes get up for it, so I was like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah.
Kevin's going to have a nap. Wrinkle.
Sorry, I'm sleeping in the background.
Are you having a wrinkle in time, Kevin? Are you just jumping through your terror cocks and going further? Terror.
No, you know what? I look like that movie. It would put me right to sleep, so... Like it did you.
Oh my God.
But I did not see this one either.
Wrinkle in Time starring, Oprah Winfrey, Storm Reid, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, Levi Miller, Dylan McCabe, and Chris Pine, and Gubu Marbarabi, Zach Galifianakis, and Michael Pena. Now, I need an opinion. Since we're all guys, we have a very heavy woman cast, which I had no issues with. I had a little bit of an issue with gigantic Oprah. I had a little bit of an issue trying to figure out what the fuck was going on in this film half the time. I had a little bit of an issue that I didn't think there was a plot in this film at any time. I had a little issue that nothing was explained to me. Basic things. How things work would be nice at some point. I would like to know what these stupid witches were doing. Would have been nice.
They're trying to save the Earth. They're trying to save the universe. And Chris Pine was kidnapped by the dark or whatever that was.
Chris Pine ditches his kid in this movie. Both of them, and leaves.
He didn't leave. He was kidnapped by the. By the dark.
At the end of the film, I'm going to ruin this because we do spoilers. He leaves his kids. See you guys. Thanks for freeing me. Goodbye. And leaves. Literally leaves. Does he not?
I don't remember.
Daniel, are you there? Do we lose Daniel?
He's on mute. I see him.
Oh, my bad. I forgot I was on mute. Oh. I haven't seen this one.
Oh, you haven't seen the wrinkles? Okay. There's my issue, Dan. You're going to rescue your friends for the sake of the argument. You have two friends. Okay?
Do I have two friends?
You have two friends. You free one of them, and he leaves. He doesn't help you fight the big bad at the end. He's gone.
The pan guy? He just left?
The dad leaves. Just leaves his kids. One kid's trying to fight the dark. The dark has taken over the other kid. And his dad goes, see you guys later. Thanks for freeing me. Adios. What the hell is going on here? I am so confused. I did not understand any of this movie. Nothing makes sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
I'm sitting here going, what is going on? So they set the movie up. The magic, Reese Witherspoon shows up at one point. I'm like, okay. She explains a little bit. But Mindy Kaling keeps going, blah, blah, blah. Winston Churchill said that. Blah, blah, blah. Byron said that. I'm like, why are you talking? You're not helping me at all. Blah, blah, blah. Lisa Grass, my one woman. Shut up. I don't care what you have to say. You're not helping me. And Oprah's like, you need to look upon yourself. Okay? That's her words of wisdom. And my favorite ones were, don't get separated. I think that's what Mindy Kaling says. Because she stopped speaking of some of her things because she's got no power on this world. First thing they do, separate. I'm like, okay, so really what they told you is nothing. This movie is dumb and pointless.
Wow, that sounds like a clusterfuck.
It'll be on my top 10 worst list of movies, for sure. 100%.
What did Bob think of it?
Bob?
Well, now I don't know, because I was watching it. I was watching it, I was thinking, okay, this is okay, and the visuals were good. Like, wherever the land is.
Well, the visuals look great. No doubt about the visuals.
But now I'm confused. When you said Chris Pine left, I thought, like, at the end, he's back at the house in the real world, isn't he?
He is, at the end, but he didn't help his kids fight the bad guy.
Yeah.
Did you notice he just ditches him?
I think she had to fight the bad guy. She has to find the power within herself.
Okay. Like, explain that to me. Tell me, Dad, I'm sorry, you can't help me. I need to find the power inside myself. No problem.
That's what the witches were telling her. What Oprah was telling her.
Did you understand what Oprah said? Because I missed it. Oprah was being all godlike. Blah, blah.
Well, I think it's when you turned around and watched it again. I think that's when you started getting bored.
Oh, it was terrible. Absolutely bored the crap out of it.
I can tell you it's also going into one of the worst movies, but not in the top 10. It'll be below that.
Right now, it's
like the next 11
to 20. It's on the list right now. I don't know.
Wow. Tuesday for this one, then.
Tuesday. Wait till Netflix.
Should I be excited that this director's next project is Jack Kirby's New Gods?
I saw that, and I'm like, well, who knows with DC if I can even understand their movie.
I love Selma, though. Selma was really good.
Oh, here we go. We have not done Selma, so I'm willing to
do
Selma.
Haven't.
No,
we
never.
We haven't done Selma?
No, none of you guys have saw it. Only I did.
I don't remember it well enough to like talk off it. Talk
Selma,
about it.
The movie about the civil rights.
Correct. I don't think we ever did it.
He did that.
Mark, we did it. I saw it for sure.
Okay, I'll double check for later. But we
saw most of it. I got bored.
Wow. Of course you did.
I thought it was good.
Okay, moving on. Ingrid Goes West. Kevin, starring. I always forget her name.
Elizabeth Olsen.
No.
Robert Plaza.
Yes, that's Aubrey it. Plaza. Thank you, Ingrid. And Wyatt.
Sorry to get bored, but I...
Wyatt Russell.
That's it. Wow, Daniel's on fire today. And Jackson O'Shea.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth Olsen is in this movie.
Hey, and the chick from Harry Potter's in it, too.
Which chick from Harry Potter's
in it? Isn't Palm Collette, whatever her name is, isn't she in Harry Potter?
Palm Clementia?
Oh, no, that's the one from Guardians of the Galaxy, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting her screwed up with the
She was show. Mantis.
I'm getting her screwed up with Parker, not Parker, something, Clemens Posey.
Oh, the guy that married Bill Wheaton. Girl that married Bill. Right.
Who saw this movie?
I did.
I did not.
I did. Bob, did you see it?
Yep.
No, all right. Well,
I'm going to check out this one.
Ingrid has an issue with social. Oh, okay. All right. I can hear you. You okay?
Fine.
Well, Ingrid has an issue with social media. She gets hooked on Instagram and follows people and sort of befriends them and tries to learn all about them and stalk them. And anyway, she had an issue with a friend of hers, a pseudo friend who got married and didn't invite Ingrid to the wedding. And so she assaults the bride at the wedding, and there's all sorts of issues. So everybody cuts her off, and her mother has recently died. She has nothing, so she sells the house, takes the money, and moves west. And in L.A., she decides to follow Elizabeth Olsen. She goes to the same restaurants, buys the same clothes, stalks her at the same bookstores, and eventually they become friends. And it's all going so well for her until the brother shows up. Elizabeth Olsen's brother shows up and suspects that there's something off about Ingrid, and just as there's something off about him. Anyway, I like this movie a lot. I thought this was quite good. I thought the performances were fantastic. I thought Aubrey Plaza plays disturbing and likable at the same time, because you don't really hate her for what she does. I don't know. I actually found her somewhat sympathetic. She was just a lonely person that this was only her way. This was her way of connecting with people.
What happened here?
Nothing. Keep going.
So I don't know. That's all I really have to say. I there's some tricks at the end with involving a house next door to their country house, and they buy it. It was Olsen's dream to turn it into a little knick-knack store, and so she buys it to take it out of her hands and stay connected with them in some way. And I don't even remember how it ends. It's been a while.
I don't know. Let me tell you how it ended for me. With looking at the gun, thinking whether I'm going to shoot myself or not, I did not like the film, Kevin. I thought it was dull, boring, uninteresting, believable for sure, but just nothing that appealed to me. I like the actors and actresses in it. I really like O'Shea as her pseudo-boyfriend.
He loves Batman.
He loves Batman. He's writing his Batman script. She didn't show up to play Catwoman. I like their relationship a lot. Mm-hmm. I just found the whole Wyatt Russell just bores the crap out of me. And the brother I didn't find interesting. I never found this film appealed to me at all. Maybe that was the issue. It just wasn't for me. Mm. It never brought me in. I can see what you got out of it. I agree with everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. I just didn't do it for me at all. I just found it very, I don't know, it felt like a bunch of teens having angst to me. Like, Ingrid needs to get her issues fixed.
Yeah, you know, I disagree with you on that. I thought that she had issues and she was learning to connect, and I think this is an eye-opener for her. By the end of the film, she's become slightly different. Oh, yeah, I remember. She almost dies, and then she's in the hospital, and all these people start sending your texts, how great she is.
That's right.
I don't know. As I said, I found it very interesting. I thought it was a fun, like, not fun. It was kind of dark and twisted, but it was still, I find myself sympathetic to the, it was almost like Single White Female, that kind of a crazy stalker type of thing. But Aubrey she's not as unhinged as some of these other characters were. So I really liked O'Shea Jackson, actually, in retrospect. But what did you think?
I just, like I said, Bob, you're the one who had to write in. Bob?
What did Bob think of it?
I didn't really enjoy it, but I can see where Kevin's going with it. And not as unhinged, but I didn't like it that much.
Okay, continuing on. Let's go to Bob's movie of the year. Greatest Showman on Earth. Oh, it's just called The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, no on Earth.
Okay, Hugh Jackman, Michelle Williams, Zac Efron, Rebecca Ferguson, and I have to give a shout out to my favorite song singer, Keto Acido.
Oh, with the bearded one?
Yeah, she was amazing. This is me. It's just phenomenal.
Zendaya was really good in it, too.
She was. Bob, this is your film. I'm letting you lead.
Okay, it was fine. It was fun. It was...
You saw it five times. You did better than that.
Seasons in the Sun?
It's five times. I saw it
three. That'd be more than fine, right?
I saw it three times, not five.
Okay, continue.
That's it. I liked it. It's fine. Whatever.
Oh, my God. I disagree. I think this has one of the best soundtracks.
Yeah, I hated it. Fine. I hated it.
I heard for the year. I think it has a phenomenal soundtrack. I think the songs were great.
It sucked. That's what he wants? Okay, it sucked.
I think the songs were good. And I think this was very strong. My biggest problem is I don't think it had a lot of story. I mean, it was telling its story as it went, but it seemed to me just a collection of videos. Do you know what I mean? Have this video, go to that video, go to this video. So that's what it more seemed to me, like video montage.
Yeah,
I thought it had like an over arc, like a I thought it did have like a story frame, but I was kind of taken out of it when Rebecca Ferguson's character came, because it just made Hugh Jackman's character an ass.
Yeah,
a little bit.
100% it did.
And it's like, I thought it was really funny that like she's the greatest opera singer ever. She doesn't sing any opera.
No, God.
Like you're a pop singer. I don't know what you guys are saying.
But do you see what I'm getting at? Maybe she's an opera. I wouldn't feel it was like video. I just felt I was watching video.
Great videos, though.
Yeah, they were great videos. But it didn't seem like a movie to me. It seemed like more like an hour and a half of YouTube videos.
I thought it had like a good emotional core, though. But like, absolutely. I see what you mean. Sorry?
I agree with you. I think it had a great emotional core.
One thing I hated about it was the little Tom Thumb. Like, the way he looks so fake. He looked like a little CGI thing, right? And, like, because apparently when he walked, he had to be shorter. So he just put his knees in his shoes. And they just painted on legs for him.
Oh.
And he just, like, I was like, okay, you're a real person, but something is so off about you. Because he's the actor is from New Zealand, and maybe he just couldn't do an American accent, so his voice was, like, really, really deep, and it just sounded like an entirely different actor.
Well, Bob pointed out...
It really threw me off.
Bob pointed out that Rebecca Ferguson didn't even do her own singing in the film. They had somebody dub her, too. And she can sing, which I thought was weird.
Sorry, who did dub? Like,
Rebecca Ferguson didn't do her own singing.
Oh.
Bob told me that.
Okay.
So I thought that was strange. Kevin, why didn't you see this movie? Just no time?
No, I was never able to get a copy from a screener. Oh. And no time to go see it in the theaters.
Okay. Moving along. Is Bob still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Den of Thieves. I got the wrong movie. I'm moving on. Ah, Gerard Butler, my favorite. Den of Thieves. Here we go. Den of Thieves, Gerard Butler, Pablo Shriver, O'Shea Jackson again. He's such a good actor. 50 Cent, Meadow Williams. I don't know who that was in the movie. I don't think there's anybody else here I care about. Okay. Oh, yeah, these are all just the goons. Okay, Bob, what did you think of Den of Thieves?
I didn't like it.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't like it. It didn't have enough of Gerard Butler wasn't an appealing actor. I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
I felt this film, Daniel, it was like, or Kevin, I would not recommend this film to either of you guys.
Okay.
We've seen this film 100 times, done just basically as poorly as this. The major problem is nothing happens for the first hour of the film.
Really?
Literally, they have a quick shootout at the beginning of the film and a shootout at the end of the film. And that's it.
Because it's like 2 hours 20, right?
It's long, yeah. But nothing. It's all just Gerard Butler having some issues at home, which there's no need for it to be in the film. It doesn't affect the film in any way. And I'm like,
sorry.
It's all good. And I'm like, why is this even in the film? This could have been edited out. Pardon, Bob?
There was another scene at the bank that they were trying to figure out because the bank robbers dug underneath the floor.
Yeah, again, they sit there and do surveillance, and then they'll do like a Gerard Butler scene having some issues with the thing.
Yeah, I didn't see this because I was so disappointed by 999 last year.
Okay, so I'll come by around 10:15.
Maybe Kevin should use his mute button.
I'll see you then.
What do you think?
This blue phone? Or Bluetooth?
Yeah, Kevin needs to hit mute. Kev, you have a mute button, you know, you can use it.
The mute
button. So what I guess what I'm saying with...
Sorry about that.
No, just hit your mute button next time. It's all good. What I'm saying is, by the end of the film, I just don't care. And I like the twist at the end. I did enjoy it. But I'm like, I don't care by this point. I really just don't like any of these characters. I wanted them to kill Gerard Butler. That was my whole plan. If they had killed Gerard Butler, I would give this film a 10.
That would be fun.
Because I'm done with Gerard Butler. I'm sick of him talking to me and at me. I'm like, why are you talking?
And then he dies in real life, right?
It drives me nuts. Drives me nuts. I just think this is a poorly written film. I hated Triple Nine. Is this the same director as Triple Nine? Is what you're trying to tell me, Dan?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, I just thought, like, okay, I love really like heist movies, and like Triple Nine looked good, and then this just looks similar a little bit.
I absolutely hate it.
So that's why I didn't go check it out. I want to, but
no.
Not as quickly now.
I gave it a 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Moving along. Annihilation, Bob. What did you think of Annihilation? Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Tisha Thompson, Bennett Wong.
Oscar Isaac.
David, I don't know who that guy is. Oscar Isaac, yep. Gina Rodriguez, who doesn't really do anything. What did you think, Bob?
Visually, it was okay. Visually, it was good, but was this the one in 3D that I saw? Or I think I saw it in 3D.
I have no idea. I didn't see it with you. I couldn't answer that question.
No. Anyway, visually, it was good, but then like it's been done before and with better people. But it's a different kind of story. But the monsters when they get in the inside the whatever's expanding the
growth.
Yeah.
The summer, yes.
Sorry, what?
The monsters look pink.
What movie has done this before? Sorry, it just seemed unique to me.
I can't remember the title of the movie, but I've seen this type of thing before, so.
Okay.
I can't help you on that because I disagree with Bob so far, so.
Of course.
Yeah, I can't think of any other movies that really did this.
I have to say, I really love this film. Yeah. I love the world it set, Bob. I like the dialogue. It could have moved a little bit quicker for me at times.
Maybe that was the problem.
It had a very slow pace. I wish they would cut back a little bit on the flashback sequences. But we needed that one. There's one big spoiler in the flashback that comes very late in the movie. I'm like, oh, didn't see that coming.
Sure.
And I was interested in the premise. I mean, I thought Natalie Portman, I always find Natalie Portman serviceable. I never usually find her amazing, but I always find her serviceable. And I thought the whole cast did a good job. I enjoyed the ending. I don't think it really explains a lot. I really think you're looking at a lot of set design in this film and a lot of just atmosphere and the look. I think it's a film Kevin would enjoy and Dan would enjoy probably even more than I did.
It's narratively, I thought like a bit, like it was narratively like really vague at times.
It is.
But like visually, it's amazing. And I just love how like the women are like bringing, you know, like they're just, it's just like a female cast mainly.
Yes.
And I didn't, like I'm stupid, but I didn't even recognize Tessa Thompson from Thor Ragnarok. She's just so different, right? And, I love the creature design.
So did I.
Especially like the man bear pig.
Yes.
It made me think of that from South Park with Al Gore. But
maybe Bob's thinking of Arrival. Because it's got a very much of an Arrival feel.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's fair.
I did hear someone compare this to Invasion of the Body Snatchers and other type of pod people type films. They saw some comparisons.
I didn't get that. Did you, Dan?
You know, I didn't. I thought, like, it just looked so good. Like, I just thought, like, it looked so unique that I didn't really think of any comparisons.
Same with me. I was just so engrossed in the movie.
The score was so amazing.
Oh, the score Bob was fabulous. So,
I thought it got a bit loud during the ending there. And I was like, ooh, this is making me anxious. But I think that was the point as well. Yeah, it was really, really good. Oh, I don't think I've cried this early at a movie since Up.
Oh, that's true.
I cried like when she was like thinking about like the painting of the room and everything.
Yes.
That was. I don't think it reached that emotional height again, but it was like really, very. It was really, really good overall, though.
Did it admit the emotional high of a hurricane? Hurricane High starring Toby Kebbell, Maggie Grace, Ryan Keewatin, Ralph Inderson. Oh, Ben Cross is in this. Oh, I love Ben Cross. And nobody else. Ben Cross. He probably is an old character actor.
Oh, did he play the sheriff?
Yes.
So it's basically everyone in Hollywood who needed paychecks.
Oh, this is the paycheck movie for Kevin. Kevin, I'm surprised you didn't get any cash out of this one.
What's that?
I think he should have been in the Hurricane Heist paycheck. This had to be some of the worst CGI I've seen in a while.
I think they took, like, the people who did Sharknado just did it again without the sharks.
I think literally they took, can you work for this much money? Sure. Can you do the script? Sure. Okay, Kevin, I have a great idea for you. We're going to rob a federal depository. Oh, wait. I'm not talking about Den of Thieves.
Talking about Hurricane High.
This is the same premise as Den of Thieves. You're robbing the same place.
Using my name to make sure I don't fall asleep.
Yes, that's exactly it. Den of Thieves, they robbed the federal shredding place. Hurricane Heist, they robbed the federal shredding place. Same thing.
Really?
Yes.
But with a hurricane.
So we're not the same movies. Yes, they're both heist movies.
Do you like disaster movies, though? That's the big question.
Yes, Kevin. Do you like disaster movies where we rob the federal treasury of shredding bills?
We're going to put that in a blender and make it for $35 million, which offends the fuck out of me.
It's literally the same movie. I'm just saying, Kevin, this special effects are terrible. And they have, like, they do a lot of sky shots at times. And I'm like, that doesn't look right. That doesn't look right. And they break into the penitentiary because they flipped one of the guards. And he hasn't killed anybody. He's just using tasers or something to put them to sleep. I'm like, it's a lot of
noise. Yeah, like a dart gun,
guards,
right?
They have a dart gun. And I'm like, wow. Imagine if they had to pick up all those people and move them. That's a lot of work.
And they do it.
I'm like, how do they have time for the heist? Okay, Kevin, you got it right now? So they escape the shredding place, okay? The main two characters, the main character.
She makes it
all the way to town. She goes to the sheriff. And the sheriff is a bad guy, too.
What? The one that told everyone to leave town so they can pull this off?
He's a bad guy, too.
Kidding me? What?
I wish I could give you one redeeming quality about this film other than even the bad scene at the end is terrible.
The part about like at the very beginning, like when they're like, oh, this is why we like hurricanes because our dad died. Him getting squashed by a thing is really funny.
that's the beginning.
Yeah, there was a lot of scenes where I was laughing my head off. So I was like, okay, thank you for this. Because I didn't think it was a real movie until I sat down for it and it started. Because, oh my God.
Do you have anything to say positive about that? I have nothing. It's just a terrible movie.
It wasn't focused on at the time.
Are you sure?
I mean, no, I guess their Kentucky accents were okay, even though they made my ears bleed.
Did Ryan Keewatin have a Kentucky accent? Because I thought he was just trying to speak American from True Blood.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I love Ralph Innocent from The Witch, but it's just like...
Was that him from The Witch?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the dad.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't notice him without his big Jebediah beard.
He's just screaming a lot, and he's more comical than scary.
Okay, let's move it along.
Yeah, it's a shit movie.
Intern, you opening the vault.
Squeak. Someone stepped on a mouse.
Okay, Kevin. Curly Joe, Jim Belushi.
Curly Sue.
So you know what?
No, Curly Sue.
I'm sure I've seen this back in the day, but then I transferred it over and I put it on and I turned it off.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't watch this. I you know, my time's too valuable.
It's not a good
movie. Watch this. Joe Piscopo and some kid.
You picked it.
I didn't pick it.
Who decided to do this retrospect on, oh my God, my brain's blanking. whatever. Talk about Curtis.
Really hear your characters?
Who the hell wrote this thing? Director. John Hughes
did.
John Hughes. You guys told me we had to do this movie, so I did it.
Oh, I think I recommended John Hughes, but I don't think I did really see. I said Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This is not my fault.
Okay.
This is not my fault.
Bob, did you see this film? You didn't see it, right?
Nope.
Okay, me and Daniel will do it since Kevin turned it off. Daniel.
The thing that's interesting, though, the girl who played Curly Sue, Allison Porter,
yeah.
She won season 10 of The Voice. That singing show.
She's on it?
Yeah, she was on Team Christina, and she grew up and was like, I can sing now. And she won The Voice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What can we say about this other than boys?
So cheesy, I needed a triple bypass.
It is awful. This film is absolutely terrible.
I thought it had a charm about it with like Curly Sue and Kelly Lynch because I like her, but I didn't like Jim Belushi's character and there's the guy from Home Alone that does the Keep Your Change, You Filthy Animal.
Yeah.
He was the guy that stole her ring.
Okay. I just think this film goes nowhere. It's so predictable.
Yeah, that's true.
That car scene, I'm like, oh, how are they going to get back? They're going to hit by a car again.
And wow, someone needs to take her license away.
I mean, she hit like three people with cars, and I'm like, and of course she's going to take them in, and then they're going to fall in love. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, is this film still on?
Like, how did John Hughes write this shit?
I was absolutely thinking the same thing. Absolutely terrible.
I think this was the last movie he directed, so maybe he was like, oops, I've peaked. I'm not doing directing anymore.
Maybe. I just thought it was awful. Kevin wouldn't even watch it. He's like, nope, not going to do it.
Sorry,
Kevin,
guys.
How far did you make it in it?
The opening credits.
Oh, the opening credits are really, really bad.
It's like an old-timey comedy or something like that. I'm like, I can't watch this. I'm like, I know this movie. I remember, I'm sure I saw it back in the day, but no, I couldn't do it.
Like, look, they're on top, they're like on a car, on a, what are those trucks that move cars?
Box cars?
Or like
cars?
The truck that takes.
Oh yeah, and they're sitting in their car. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, it's so charming. Look, they're not actually driving; they're just on a truck.
It's terrible.
Wow.
It's a montage.
It's so forgettable. I saw it like 3 hours ago, and I don't know anything that happened in it.
Are you really her dad? No, I won her in a poker game. I went on a date and I got her. I'm like,
I didn't get the sexual disease. I got a baby.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just like, oh, John, what happened here?
And then when she's like, I'm not a fool. So, like, I don't mean to be unkind, but if you tried to, I forget what the line was, but it really pissed me off because it was just so awkward.
Yes.
And she's, yeah, telling him, like, you're in my house, but, like, hey, I'm no fool if you try to screw me over.
Or that scene of playing cards with the nanny or the cleaning lady?
And then she's like, oh, I smoke cigars, but my friend just had a baby.
What?
How does that make any sense at all?
This was terrible. Okay, Bob, you still awake? Or are you snoring now?
Let's move on to the next movie.
Next movie is Going My Way, starring Bing Crosby, Barry Fitzgerald, Frank McHugh, James Brown, Gene Lockhart, Jen Heather, and Porter Hall. That's about it.
It's way back in the vault.
1944. Not for Best Picture, though.
Oh, really?
Not for Best Picture.
Impressive.
Bob, what'd you think of it, Going My Way?
It was fine.
Okay, what part of fine was fine about it?
Doesn't matter, move on.
I'm going to get you a thesaurus.
Bob, you're like Grumpy Cat tonight.
It was fine. Okay, I'll go a little bit further. I thought Bing Crosby was charming. I thought Bing Crosby was charming. I thought he was really good. I enjoyed the songs. I like how he they would intermix his friend in that used to be was obviously in love with him, and he decided to become a priest. I thought it worked well. I like how he got the boys in. I thought the story moved well. It was a solid film from beginning, middle, and end, and everything you wanted to watch in a film. I thought it was nice. I had a nice feeling. I came out of it. I was happy. I wasn't sad. I felt good about myself. It was a very positive film. And it worked. And, you know, he got everything together. He saved the church. It all worked out. Well, it had a nice happy ending.
Oh, really?
And I thought it was better than fine.
So, I've seen these movies so many times. It's like, well, anyway. But the two of them are, Going My Way and Bells of St. Mary's, are to me, are too intertwined because it's the same character.
Oh, is it?
The same priest, yeah.
It won 7 Oscars?
Yes, damn. It's a good film.
Back during the day, you know, when you could have a Catholic priest as the star of a movie and he'd be a good guy?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read the synopsis since it's so long ago?
If you want to, sure. Maybe it'll jog.
I just looked up on IMDb, but Father Schaller, I can't talk, guys. Father Charles O'Malley, a young priest at a financially failing church in a tough neighborhood, gains support and inspires his superior. But see, that doesn't sound great, but I mean, you guys make it sound good.
No, so the funny thing is, he's the superior. He's actually in charge, but the other guy doesn't know it.
Okay.
So he's like a fixer. He's like the church fixer. He comes in, fixes the problem, then moves on to the next church. That's what he does.
Right.
But I thought the film was cute. It was something nice.
He's like the Jack Reacher of Catholic priests.
Yeah, well, after sitting through Curly Sue, this made my day. Like, I woke up and said, wow, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, I guess
things went your way, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I guess I got to say something different this week, because Bob always says it's fine. So, until Bob says it's fine again, I guess I'll see you guys then.
Oh, are we done?
That's it.
We're going to talk about Tomb Raider.
You want to do Tomb Raider, we can do Tomb Raider. I'm going to do Tomb Raider in the last
one. Why don't we save Tomb Raider for the next one? Yeah,
we got eight minutes.
Did anybody buy anything?
Yeah, there we go. You got 8 minutes. Use that. Bob? Ben?
I'm trying to think. No, I didn't buy anything. Nope. I don't have any money, LOL.
Kevin?
Okay. Well, I bought my favorite movie of last year.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Was that Molly's Game?
Shape of Water? I can't remember what you
bought. No. No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I picked up The Last Jedi.
Oh.
Oh.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Just to complete the collection kind of thing?
Just because I can't. You know, it's like a train wreck. But I did enjoy, there's an hour and a half long documentary on it.
Really?
It completely makes me understand why I hated this movie. And that's that they basically gave Rian Johnson full power to do whatever the hell he wanted to do. With no consequences. Everybody disagreed with his decisions. But they went along with it because the boss said he's in charge.
Oh.
So,
is this its own thing, or is this like a featurette on the Blu-ray?
It's a featurette on the Blu-ray, and it was an iTunes extra because I bought it digitally before it was released as a Blu-ray.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it's out, I want to say next week, maybe, on DVD or Blu-ray. But it's fascinating because it's like every chapter of the thing starts out with, you know, like half of it's Mark Hamill going, I really didn't like what he did with my character, and I fundamentally disagree with it. And then the next chapter it'll be Rian Johnson going, I know Mark really disagrees with me on the direction of his character, but I have to try to convince him. So it's literally two people going head to head on Luke Skywalker and their visions of Luke. And anyway, it was fascinating.
Did Hamill not want to die then? Was that the issue?
What's that? No, the issue was that Mark Hamill, in his mind, so every actor has a sense of where their character is and when they come back to a character, usually you say, well, how do you think Luke has been since we last saw him? And Mark Hamill had a whole story of what he felt Luke Skywalker had been doing, where he'd been, all that stuff. Rian Johnson's vision was, no, Luke Skywalker was a freaking coward, and he was hiding on an island waiting to die and commit suicide because he didn't want the Jedi Order back. Because when he tried to revive it, his nephew turned evil, and he tried to kill him, and you know, completely Luke Skywalker-like. And his nephew rebelled and then went to work for Snoke. So Luke's response to that was, I'm going to go hide.
Hey.
I want to live on the rock with the fish nuns.
And milk creatures.
And milk a cow. Oh, my God. It's like 30 minutes on the freaking cows on the island and how they made them. And it was this remote island, and they flew in these giant cow puppets. And they had people in green skins. They had like three people to operate them. And the milk was white, so he was drinking white milk, still pumped through giant hairy nipples on these things.
Jesus.
And you look at Mark Hamill going, he's giving the performance of his life, he's going, what the hell am I doing? What is the purpose of this? But, you know, the guys at the creature shop, they make it, they're going, he goes, well, he wants this to work like this, we will give him the best sea cow, and then you see Rian going, oh, the nipples have to be lower, and they have to be this way, so it has to be more, the nipples have to be more towards the groin area, and I'm like, yeah, okay, so it looks like he's milking something else.
And you really gotta be erotic about it. You gotta get those nipples hard.
Kathleen Kennedy must have been happy, because she gave him three more movies.
Oh, for some reason, Kathleen Kennedy loved him.
He got three more movies?
He's doing the next universe.
Oh, another. Well, he's doing. Everyone's getting trilogies, right? So he's got a trilogy. The guys that did Game of Thrones have been given a trilogy.
Oh, so it's basically Oprah. You get a trilogy.
And then Jon Favreau got a TV show.
Oh, right.
Which it might be the only thing worth watching in this universe soon.
Well, the choices were weird, and you can see there's a great scene with the costume designer, and he's doing all these outfits for the Canto Bight casino theme, and you can tell the costume designer's like, this is what he wants, so this is, I'm showing him designs, and so Johnson walks in, he goes, oh, this is great, this is so Star Wars, and the costume designer, who's done all other six films, is like, we've never done anything like this in Star Wars before, I promise you that. Oh, but it still seems very Star Wars to me. And he's like, it's a guy in a tux. He's like, it's not exactly, anyway, but you just tell it was like, the Lucasfilm people were like, well, we gotta listen to this guy, he's got the job, he's the dictator.
Do you think Lucas even saw this film?
What's that?
Did George ever see this film? Because I never read anything saying.
Yeah, George said it was well crafted.
Oh, so really, it was fine.
So it was fine.
When George comes on the set and he says, "Well, this is very well crafted." That I think that's basically FU.
That's what you say about a table.
Yeah.
And then, there's a half an hour bit or 20 minute bit about how they had to find the original Yoda molds from Empire Strikes Back so they could make the Yoda puppet authentic, even though they've been doing digital Yoda for years now and it looks out a lot better.
Yeah.
I thought Yoda looked weird.
He did. He didn't look right. He looked kind of rubbery.
Yeah.
But not in the way that, like, Empire Strikes Back Yoda looked good.
Okay. Well, since we're doing movie news, Kevin, am I going to make it through the next Indiana Jones film or I'm going to hate it?
Indiana Jones 5, I have no idea. I don't know the story. All I know is it's Harrison Ford and Spielberg with Lucas.
Why is it Harrison Ford? Why?
Has there been a release date for it?
Yeah, it's July 20th, isn't it? Next year?
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh.
They start production on it in very shortly.
Really?
The last one was so good.
I had less interest in the last one than most people.
It's watchable, but it's still not a very good movie.
I haven't seen any of the original, so for next competition,
oh, man.
Kiss me.
I'm never giving Indiana Jones, ever. If you haven't seen it on your own, you don't deserve to get it.
Yeah, Danny, you should just do it for homework.
Yeah, I'll probably do it soon.
Like, yeah. I saw Indiana Jones when I was like 10, maybe 11, in theaters.
I probably saw it when I was younger, but I can't remember it.
I'm never going to give you that homework.
No.
I'm going to go find something on my shelf with Casper Van Dien is what you're going to be watching from now on.
Just give me Crystal Skull.
We're going to give him Tarzan the Lost City with Casper Van Dien.
Oh my God, is that actually a movie?
Yep. I've seen it. I'm not going to sign you anything I haven't sat through.
Give me like the bad Jungle Book sequel.
Oh, that's Casper Van Dien.
Oh, is it?
It's no, okay. It's not. Are we done, guys? Are we finally out of here?
I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Unless there's some more movie news I don't know about, I don't have any.
What's bugging Bob?
I don't know.
Huh? Is he okay?
I guess so. Are you okay, Bob?
Doesn't matter.
Hey, Bob.
Sign off.
Okay, I'm Simon.
Oh, intern.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thank you for listening. Could you please give us an iTunes review? And also, if you'd like to donate, please do so at our homepage.